Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive into the world of fashion. This time, we're looking ahead to 2024 and beyond. I've got to say, after digging through all these articles and reports, the future of fashion looks anything but boring.
Yeah, it's really an incredible time to be following this industry. Like, we're seeing major shifts happening on every level, from bold new aesthetics to game-changing technologies and a growing focus on sustainability.
Definitely. Okay, so let's jump right into it. One of the first things that caught my eye was the explosion of color we're seeing for 2024. Think vibrant blues, neon greens, sunshine yellows. Like, it's all about making a statement.
Right. And I think it goes beyond just a trend. This embrace of vibrant colors really seems to reflect a deeper cultural shift. You know, people are craving individuality and self-expression, and these bold hues are a way to stand out from the crowd.
Totally. And it's not just about the color, right? The fabrics themselves are getting a serious upgrade too, with sustainable materials like biofabricated leather, recycled polyester, and organic cotton becoming more and more mainstream.
Exactly. Like, remember a few years ago when eco fashion felt like this niche category? Now it's woven into the very fabric of the industry.
It's awesome to see. Speaking of innovative fabrics, one that really caught my eye was mushroom leather. Like, what? That's some serious sci-fi stuff.
Oh, right? It's biodegradable, renewable, and it uses way less water and resources than traditional leather production. It's incredible how sustainable innovation is becoming so stylish.
Mushroom leather, sustainable A&D stylish. Sign me up. But okay, what styles are we pairing with these futuristic fabrics? Is it all sleek minimalism, or are we bringing back some blasts from the past?
Get ready for some serious nostalgia, because 90s streetwear is making a huge e-comeback. Think oversized silhouettes, baggy jeans, that relaxed, comfortable vibe.
Interesting. It's funny how fashion always seems to come full circle. But I have to say, I'm loving this resurgence of comfy, expressive styles. It feels like there's a real emphasis on individuality and breaking free from those super restrictive trends.
Yeah, totally. This focus on individuality also extends to the rise of gender-neutral fashion, which is awesome to see. Designers are creating pieces that transcend gender norms, allowing people to express themselves authentically, regardless of how they identify.
I love that. It's like fashion is becoming a canvas for exploring identity and challenging those old societal expectations, which is incredibly powerful. But okay, we can't talk about the future of fashion without talking about technology, right? I mean, we're seeing everything from wearable tech to AI-powered design tools. It's like the line between fashion and technology is blurring faster than ever.
You're telling me. Technology is revolutionizing every aspect of the industry. We're just seeing wearable tech becoming more sophisticated and integrated into clothing. And the creative uses of LED designs are blowing my mind. Like, imagine jackets that light up or dresses that change patterns with just a swipe of your finger.
Whoa, okay, that is next level. It's like fashion is becoming interactive, a way to express yourself in a whole new dimension. Are there any designers in particular who are, like, leading the charge in this tech fashion fusion?
Oh, there are so many innovators out there pushing the boundaries. A few that come to mind are Daniel Lee at Burberry, Heron Preston, and Marine Serre. Daniel Lee, he's known for his minimalist aesthetic and innovative use of materials. He's bringing a fresh perspective to that iconic British brand.
I've seen some of his designs, and they're stunning. He really seems to have a knack for blending classic elegance with a modern edge. What about Heron Preston? What makes his work stand out?
Heron Preston is all about pushing the boundaries of streetwear, you know? He's blending high fashion with utilitarian designs and incorporating recycled materials in really creative ways. He's a master of merging style and sustainability, which we're seeing more and more these days.
It's so inspiring to see designers like him leading the charge in ethical fashion. What about Marine Serre? I've heard her name mentioned as a rising star in the industry.
Definitely one to watch. Marine Serre is a true pioneer in the world of upcycled and futuristic fashion, creating these incredible garments that are both sustainable and visually arresting. She's known for her signature crescent moon motif and innovative use of recycled materials. Her designs really are a testament to the fact that sustainable fashion can be incredibly creative and avant-garde.
It's amazing how these designers are blending artistry, technology, and sustainability. It feels like fashion is becoming so much more than just clothes. It's a platform for innovation and self-expression, you know?
Absolutely. And that leads us perfectly to the next part of our conversation, the impact of technology on the runway itself. Virtual fashion shows are shaking things up, offering immersive experiences, global reach, and endless creative possibilities.
You're talking about shows like Balenciaga's digital presentations, right? Mm-hmm. I've heard about those. It sounds like a completely different experience from a traditional fashion show. Is this the future of Fashion Week?
It's definitely a game changer. Imagine interactive environments, 3D models, augmented reality experiences. It's blurring the lines between the physical and the digital, which is something we're going to see more and more of in the future of fashion.
It makes you wonder if we'll ever reach a point where virtual fashion shows completely replace physical ones. The possibilities for creativity and spectacle are pretty mind-blowing.
It's a fascinating question. There's something so magical about the energy and grandeur of a live runway show, but the reach and accessibility of virtual shows are undeniable. Perhaps the future will be some kind of hybrid model where both coexist.
Yeah, that makes sense. The best of both worlds. But speaking of blurring lines, 3D printing is another technology that's revolutionizing the industry, especially when it comes to accessory design. I've seen some incredible pieces created with 3D printing, intricate details, unique materials. It's mind-blowing what's possible these days.
Oh, totally. 3D printing allows designers to create intricate details, experiment with new materials, and even personalize designs for individual customers. It's really democratizing design in a way, you know? It's giving more people access to unique and innovative pieces.
So it's not just about the big fashion houses anymore. It seems like these technologies are leveling the playing field, allowing smaller brands and independent designers to compete.
Exactly. We're seeing a rise in independent designers and small businesses who are able to leverage these technologies to create their own lines and build their own brands. It's a really exciting time for creativity and innovation, with new voices and perspectives emerging all the time.
And it's not just about creating physical garments anymore, is it? We're seeing the rise of digital clothing for avatars and gaming and the metaverse. It opens up a whole new world of self-expression. What are your thoughts on this?
It's kind of mind-bending when you think about it. Just like in the physical world, we use clothing to signal who we are, our interests, our aspirations. But in the digital realm, we can experiment with even more fantastical and creative expressions of ourselves through our avatars. It's like the ultimate form of self-expression, unbound by the limitations of the physical world.
I can definitely see the appeal, especially for younger generations who are so immersed in the digital world. Are there any brands that are doing a particularly good job of navigating this intersection of fashion and tech? I'd love to hear some examples of how this is playing out.
Well, Dolce & Gabbana, they had that wildly successful NFT collection showcasing how luxury brands can tap into this new market and engage with a digitally savvy audience.
Oh yeah, I remember seeing those headlines. People were spending crazy amounts of money on digital garments. It's fascinating how the concept of value is shifting in the digital age.
It really is. And then you have Gucci's partnership with Roblox, creating virtual fashion experiences within the game. It's another great example of how brands are embracing the metaverse and finding innovative ways to connect with a younger demographic.
It's like these brands are recognizing that the lines between the physical and digital are becoming increasingly blurred.
Yeah.
And they're adapting their strategies to cater to this new landscape.
Exactly. And we can't forget the role of social media in all of this. Influencers are driving these micro trends with AR fashion filters, letting people try on virtual clothes and experiment with different looks. It's a powerful tool for self-expression and for brands to connect with their audiences in a more interactive way.
I love how accessible those AR filters are. It's like having a virtual fashion closet at your fingertips. It really does seem like the fashion world is on the cusp of a major transformation. We're talking new materials, new technologies, new ways of experiencing and interacting with fashion. It's incredibly exciting. But with all this talk of innovation, we can't forget about the environmental impact of the fashion industry. Sustainability has to be at the forefront of this revolution.
You're absolutely right. Sustainability is no longer an option. It's a necessity. And the good news is that we're seeing a growing commitment to circular fashion practices, with brands like Levi's actively encouraging garment recycling and finding ways to reduce waste.
That's really encouraging to hear. It's great to see those iconic brands taking a leadership role in sustainable fashion. What are some other innovative approaches to minimizing waste? What other exciting developments are happening in the sustainable fashion space?
Well, we're seeing the development of eco-friendly fabrics. Like, remember we talked about that mushroom leather earlier? And hemp is another great one. It offers alternatives to traditional materials that have a much lower environmental impact.
Yeah, I'm really intrigued by this whole mushroom leather thing. It sounds like something straight out of a science fiction novel. Can you tell me more about it? How do they actually turn mushrooms into leather?
It is pretty fascinating. They take the root structure of mushrooms, called mycelium, and through this special process, they can transform it into a material that looks and feels remarkably like leather.
Wow, that's amazing. It sounds like the future of fashion is going to be as sustainable as it is stylish. What are some of the other ways brands are minimizing waste and embracing circularity?
3D knitted garments are another game changer. This technology allows for the creation of seamless garments, which significantly reduces fabric scraps and waste. It's like knitting on a whole new level, creating garments with precision and minimal environmental impact.
It's amazing how technology is enabling these sustainable innovations. It's like, well, we're finally starting to bridge the gap between style and sustainability.
Right. And another exciting development is the rise of upcycled couture. Designers are taking discarded materials and transforming them into unique high fashion pieces. It's about giving new life to what was once considered trash and proving that sustainable fashion can be incredibly creative and luxurious.
I love that. It's like a fusion of art and activism, you know, using fashion to make a statement about sustainability and challenge our conventional notions of beauty. Are there any brands that are leading the charge in this space? Any trailblazers who are setting a new standard for sustainable fashion?
Absolutely. Adidas has partnered with Parley for the Oceans to create performance gear made from recycled ocean plastic. It's a fantastic example of how brands can use their platform to make a positive impact on the environment and raise awareness about critical issues.
That's so cool, turning ocean plastic into stylish sportswear. It's like they've turned trash into treasure.
Yeah.
What other brands are pushing the boundaries of sustainable fashion?
Stella McCartney has been a pioneer in eco-conscious luxury for years now. She uses innovative materials and ethical production practices throughout her collections, a true visionary in the sustainable fashion space. And then you have platforms like Farfetch, which has launched a dedicated section for resale and repair. It promotes a circular economy within the fashion industry, which is a great way for consumers to engage in sustainable practices and give pre-loved items a second life.
It's inspiring to see these brands taking responsibility and paving the way for a more sustainable future. But I imagine there are still challenges in scaling these ethical practices across the entire industry, right? I mean, the fashion industry is so vast and complex, changing long-held practices can't be easy.
Definitely. One of the biggest challenges is transparency and traceability in supply chains. It can be difficult to ensure that all stages of production, from sourcing materials to manufacturing, are meeting ethical and environmental standards.
So it's not just about the final product, but about every step along the way. It's like a chain reaction. Every link has to be strong and ethical for the whole system to work.
Exactly. And another challenge is consumer education. People need to be aware of the impact of their choices and be willing to invest in sustainable options, even if it means paying a bit more. It's about shifting our mindset from fast fashion to conscious consumption.
That's a great point. It's a collective effort that requires both brands and consumers to make conscious decisions. But beyond the materials and production processes, fashion also plays a powerful role in reflecting and shaping culture. The language, a form of self-expression, a way of connecting with the world around us.
Absolutely. And we've seen how streetwear has become intertwined with social movements like Black Lives Matter, serving as a platform for activism and self-expression. It's a powerful example of how fashion can be used to amplify voices and make powerful statements.
It's incredible how fashion can be used to spark conversations and raise awareness about important issues. Are there other examples of how designers are using their platforms to address social issues? I'm always inspired by seeing how fashion can be a force for good.
We're seeing more and more designers incorporating political messages into their designs, you know, from slogan tees to runway activism. They're using their creativity to challenge the status quo and advocate for change.
It's about using fashion as a force for good, to challenge the status quo and advocate for change. It's about recognizing that fashion has a voice and can be used to make a difference in the world.
Precisely. And beyond activism, we're also seeing a growing emphasis on representation and authenticity in fashion collections. It's about moving beyond tokenism and toward genuine inclusivity, showcasing diverse models, celebrating different body types, and representing a wider range of cultural perspectives.
I love that. It's about time the fashion industry started reflecting the real world in all its diversity. What do you mean by moving beyond tokenism and towards genuine inclusivity? How are designers doing that?
It's about showcasing diversity, not just in terms of race and ethnicity, but also in terms of age, gender identity, body type, and ability. It's about celebrating the beauty of difference and recognizing that everyone deserves to feel seen and represented in the fashion world.
So it's not just about checking boxes, but about reflecting the real world in all its diversity. It's about making fashion a more welcoming and inclusive space for everyone.
Exactly. And this includes collaborations that celebrate different cultural heritages, promoting understanding and appreciation across communities. It's about using fashion as a bridge to connect people from different backgrounds and create a more inclusive and equitable world.
It sounds like the fashion industry is undergoing a profound shift, not just in terms of aesthetics and technology, but also in its approach to sustainability, social responsibility, and cultural awareness.
It's a really exciting time to be following the fashion world. We're seeing this convergence of creativity, innovation, and consciousness, and it's shaping the future of how we dress, how we express ourselves, and how we interact with the world around us.
This has been such an insightful journey through the evolving landscape of fashion. From vibrant colors and futuristic fabrics to the mind-bending possibilities of virtual fashion and the inspiring rise of sustainable practices, it's clear that the future of fashion is anything but boring.
Indeed. And as technology becomes even more intertwined with fashion, it raises some fascinating questions about the future of self-expression and identity.
That's a great point. We've seen how fashion can be used to make bold statements, spark conversations, and advocate for change. But as the lines between the physical and digital worlds continue to blur, how will we define ourselves and express our identities in this ever-evolving landscape? It's like we're entering a whole new era of self-expression, where the possibilities are limitless.
It's a question worth pondering. Will our virtual identities become as important as, or even more important than, our physical ones? How will this impact our sense of self and our relationships with others? It's fascinating to think about how our relationship with clothing might change as those lines blur. Will we start to see people prioritize their virtual wardrobes over their physical ones? Or will it be a more fluid exchange of ideas and influences between the two?
That's a really interesting question. I mean, you can already see how digital trends are influencing real-world fashion with things like those bold colors and 90s streetwear we were talking about earlier. It's like the virtual world is becoming a testing ground for new aesthetics and ideas.
Exactly. And with the metaverse becoming more immersive and realistic, who knows what kind of fashion innovations will emerge? We could see entirely new forms of self-expression, pushing the boundaries of what's possible in ways we can't even imagine yet.
It's mind-blowing when you think about it. Like, what if we could wear clothes that change color or texture based on our mood, or outfits that interact with the environment around us? The possibilities are endless.
It really is a whole new frontier for fashion. But as with any new technology, it's important to consider the potential downsides as well. For example, will everyone have equal access to these digital fashion experiences?
That's a really important point.
Yeah.
We don't want to create a digital fashion divide where only the privileged few can afford to express themselves in the metaverse.
Exactly. We need to be mindful of issues like affordability, digital literacy, and access to the necessary hardware and software to ensure that these emerging technologies benefit everyone and contribute to a more inclusive and equitable fashion landscape.
It's like we need to approach these advancements with a sense of responsibility and make sure we're not leaving anyone behind in the pursuit of innovation.
Absolutely. It's about finding a balance between pushing the boundaries of creativity and ensuring that everyone has the opportunity to participate in this exciting evolution of fashion.
Well said. And speaking of inclusivity, we've seen a lot of progress in recent years in terms of representation and diversity in the fashion industry. But there's still work to be done, right?
Absolutely. While there have been significant strides in showcasing a wider range of body types, ethnicities, and gender identities, there's still a long way to go in terms of truly reflecting the diversity of the world we live in.
What are some of the areas where you see the most room for improvement? What are the next frontiers in fashion inclusivity?
One area is size inclusivity. While some brands have expanded their size ranges, many still cater primarily to straight-sized individuals. There's a need for more options that flatter and celebrate all body types, not just those that fit within a narrow range of sizes.
I agree. It's not just about offering a wider range of sizes. It's about designing clothes that are truly flattering and stylish for all shapes and sizes.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that beauty comes in all forms and creating clothing that makes everyone feel confident and empowered, regardless of their size.
Another area where I think there's room for growth is in representing people with disabilities. We're starting to see more brands featuring models with disabilities in their campaigns, but it's still not as common as it should be.
You're right. People with disabilities are often overlooked in fashion, and there's a real need for clothing and accessories that are both stylish and functional, meeting the unique needs of individuals with different abilities.
It's about designing for accessibility and inclusivity from the ground up, rather than as an afterthought.
Precisely. It's about recognizing that everyone deserves to feel stylish and confident, regardless of their abilities or disabilities. And when we create a more inclusive fashion industry, we create a more inclusive society as a whole.
Well said. It's clear that there's still progress to be made on multiple fronts. But it's encouraging to see the industry evolving and becoming more conscious of these important issues. It's like there's a growing awareness that fashion has the power to shape not just how we look, but how we think and feel about ourselves and the world around us.
And it's important to acknowledge the role that consumers play in driving this change. By supporting brands that are committed to diversity and inclusivity, we can send a powerful message and help shape the future of the industry.
That's a great point. Our choices as consumers have a real impact. By choosing to support brands that align with our values, we can vote with our wallets and encourage the industry to move in a more positive direction.
Exactly. It's about being conscious consumers, doing our research, and supporting the brands that are making a difference.
And speaking of making a difference, let's talk about the role of fashion in promoting sustainability. We touched on this earlier, but I think it's such an important topic that deserves a deeper dive. I mean, the fashion industry has historically been a major polluter, but it feels like there's a real shift happening now towards more eco-conscious practices.
Absolutely. Sustainability is no longer a niche trend in fashion, it's a necessity. We need to rethink the entire life cycle of clothing, from the materials we use to the way we produce, consume, and dispose of garments.
It's about moving away from the fast fashion model that encourages overconsumption and waste and towards a more circular and sustainable approach. It's about valuing quality over quantity and creating pieces that are meant to last.
Precisely. It's about designing for longevity, creating garments that are meant to be cherished and repaired rather than discarded after a few wears. It's about shifting our mindset from disposable fashion to timeless style.
What are some of the key innovations that are helping to drive this shift towards a more sustainable fashion industry? What are the game changers that are making eco-conscious fashion more accessible and appealing?
We're seeing some incredible advancements in textile technology. With the development of new materials that are both eco-friendly and high-performing, we've already discussed mushroom leather, but there are so many other exciting innovations happening in this space, like a whole new world of sustainable materials is opening up.
I'm really curious about these alternative materials. Mm. What are some of the other fabrics that are making waves in the sustainable fashion world? What are the textiles of the future?
Hemp is a fantastic natural fiber that's incredibly durable and requires very little water or pesticides to grow. It's being used to create everything from clothing to shoes to bags. We're also seeing the rise of recycled materials, with brands using recycled plastic bottles, fishing nets, and even textile waste to create new fabrics. It's amazing what's possible when you start looking at waste as a resource.
It's amazing how these materials that were once considered trash are being transformed into stylish and sustainable clothing. It's like alchemy, turning something discarded into something beautiful and valuable. Are there any other innovations that are helping to reduce waste in the fashion industry? What are the technological breakthroughs that are making a difference?
3D printing is becoming increasingly important in sustainable fashion. It allows designers to create garments with minimal waste and even customize designs to reduce overproduction. It's like printing clothes on demand, eliminating the need for excess inventory, and reducing waste significantly.
It's incredible how technology is enabling these sustainable solutions. It's like we're finally starting to see the convergence of fashion and technology for good.
We're also seeing the rise of on-demand manufacturing, where clothes are only produced when they're ordered. This further eliminates the need for excess inventory and minimizes waste.
It sounds like the fashion industry is finally starting to embrace the principles of circularity, designing products that can be reused, repaired, and recycled. It's a much-needed shift towards a more sustainable and responsible approach to fashion.
It is a positive shift, but there are still challenges to overcome. One of the biggest hurdles is the lack of infrastructure for textile recycling. We need more facilities that can properly process and recycle textile waste so that it doesn't end up in landfills.
It seems like there's a disconnect between the growing consumer demand for sustainable fashion and the infrastructure needed to support it. Mm. Like, people are ready to embrace eco-conscious practices, but the systems aren't quite there yet.
There is, and that's where government regulations and industry initiatives come into play. We need policies that incentivize sustainable practices and support the development of circular systems. It's going to take a collective effort to create a truly sustainable fashion industry.
So it's not just about individual brands making changes, but about systemic change across the entire industry. It's about creating a new paradigm for fashion, one that's rooted in responsibility and respect for the planet.
Exactly. It's about collaboration, innovation, and a collective effort to create a fashion system that's both stylish and sustainable.
Well said. And speaking of collaboration, we've seen some really interesting partnerships emerge between fashion brands and technology companies in recent years. What are some of the most exciting collaborations you've seen? What are the partnerships that are pushing the boundaries of what's possible in fashion and tech?
The intersection of fashion and technology is incredibly dynamic right now. We're seeing brands partnering with tech companies to develop everything from smart clothing that can track your fitness data to virtual fashion experiences that blur the lines between the physical and digital worlds.
It's like fashion is becoming a canvas for technological innovation. It's so exciting to see how these two worlds are coming together to create something entirely new.
One collaboration that really captured my attention is the partnership between Google and Levi's. They've developed a smart jacket that allows you to control your phone and other devices with simple gestures. It's a great example of how technology can be seamlessly integrated into clothing to enhance functionality and convenience.
That's incredible. It sounds like something straight out of a science fiction movie. I can imagine how useful that would be, especially for people who are always on the go. What are some of the other exciting developments happening at the intersection of fashion and tech? What are the next big things we should be looking out for?
AI is playing an increasingly important role in fashion, from helping designers create new patterns and styles to personalizing shopping experiences. We're also seeing the rise of blockchain technology being used to track supply chains and ensure the authenticity of luxury goods.
It sounds like technology is transforming every aspect of the fashion industry, from design to production to retail. It's like a whole new world of possibilities is opening up.
One of the most significant implications is the potential for greater personalization and customization. With advancements in 3D printing, AI, and on-demand manufacturing, consumers will have more options than ever to create clothing that reflects their individual style and preferences.
It's like the era of mass production is giving way to an era of mass personalization. It's about empowering individuals to express their unique style and creating a fashion landscape that's as diverse as the people who wear it.
Precisely. And as the lines between the physical and digital worlds continue to blur, we're likely to see even more innovative ways to express ourselves through fashion.
It's an exciting time to be following the fashion industry, that's for sure. With new technologies emerging all the time, who knows what the future holds?
Indeed. The only thing we can be certain of is that the world of fashion will continue to evolve and surprise us in unexpected ways.
This conversation has been a whirlwind tour of the future of fashion. We've covered everything from the rise of sustainable materials and ethical production practices to the mind-bending possibilities of virtual fashion and the transformative power of technology. It's clear that the fashion industry is at a crossroads, and the choices we make today will shape the future of this dynamic and influential field.
You know, as much as we've talked about the future, I keep thinking back to what you said earlier about fashion being a reflection of culture.
It really is. Fashion acts as a mirror to society. It reflects our values, our aspirations, even our anxieties.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a language that we use to communicate with the world,
mm-hmm.
to express our identities,
mm-hmm.
and ultimately to connect with each other.
So as we look ahead to the future of fashion, we're really looking at the future of ourselves, aren't we?
I think so.
It's like we're using clothing to kind of paint this picture of who we are and who we want to become.
Exactly. And, you know, the choices that we make about what we wear, how it's produced, how we consume it, all of those things have ripple effects across society.
Yeah, absolutely.
Impacting everything from the environment to our own sense of self-worth.
That's such a powerful thought.
Yeah.
It makes you realize that fashion is about so much more than just looking good, right?
Yeah.
It's about making these conscious choices that align with our values and contribute to a better world.
I couldn't agree more.
Mm.
We need to be asking ourselves those tougher questions. Where do our clothes come from? Who made them? What happens to them when we're done with them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to move away from that culture of disposability and embrace a more mindful approach to fashion.
Definitely. It sounds like a call to action, both for the industry and for us as consumers.
Yeah, I think so.
We need to be those conscious shoppers, support the brands that align with our values, and just advocate for more transparency and sustainability within the industry as a whole. I agree. And we also need to be bold in our self-expression. Using fashion as a tool to, you know, challenge the status quo, celebrate diversity, and create a more inclusive and equitable world. It's recognizing that fashion has this power to shape not just how we look, but how we think and feel about ourselves and the world around us.
That's such an inspiring note to end on.
Yeah.
The future of fashion is about so much more than just following trends.
Absolutely.
It's about setting them, you know, being those conscious creators and consumers and using our voices to help shape a future that reflects the best of who we are.
It is. It's about using our creativity and our choices to make a statement, spark conversations, and hopefully inspire some positive change, recognizing that fashion is a powerful force that can be used for good.
Well, this has been an incredible conversation, such an eye-opening journey through this evolving world of fashion. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
To everyone listening, thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time for another deep dive.